অনর্থ অবসমন সাক্ষাৎ ভক্তি যোগম মধুক্ষ। This, the present material state of life is unearthed, unwanted. Still we have accepted it. This is karma. Things are not wanted. This body, material body, it was not necessary. We have got our spiritual body. It's like in India, the tropical climate, you do not require any heavy clothing, but still sometimes we find to become a gentleman, they are loaded with heavy clothing, unnecessary. It is simply a habit. Otherwise, in India, plain cloth is sufficient. Most part of the year, in the villages, they remain naked body. There is no need of any heavy clothing. But sometimes, to keep up the modern civilization, we dress heavily with coats, pants, and neckties, jerseys, and clothing. So, unwanted. Similarly, we have got our spiritual body. This material body is unwanted. There is no need. So, our Vedic civilization is to minimize the necessities, artificial necessities of the body. Therefore, a mendicant, a sadhu, lie down on the floor, a brahmachari, lie down on the floor. Simple, for society's sake, a loincloth, bare necessities. Sannyasi means bare necessities. Brahmachari means bare necessities. Only the grihastha, because they have to keep up a pace with the society, they require little gorgeous dress. So, minimum necessities. Reduce. Just like Sundar Goswami says, for persons who are desiring to advance in spiritual life, he says that when there is by nature bedding, nice grass, just lie down. Why you are after cot and mattresses? Now, all right, the bedding is there. Where is the pillow? Well, he says, oh, you have got this pillow. And why should you try for another pillow? Then where is the home? Oh, don't you find the caves? And then where is food? Oh, don't you find the trees, their fruits? And where is water? Don't you find the river? There is water. And where is the pot? Oh, you take pot like this. Then I must have a temple. No, there is no necessity of temple. The Lord is within your heart. Everything simplified. No artificial necessity. And then again, he says, all right, if you are unable to acclimatize with this paraphernalia, then why you are so much worried? Do you think that Krishna will not provide it? He is providing everyone and not to his devotee? Then why you are so much anxious? कस्माद् भजन्ति कवयो धनदुर्मदान्। इसे वाई शुड यू गो टू मनी मैन फॉर बेगिंग, मेक योर लाइफ सिंप्लीफाइड, लिव पीसफुली एंड चैंट हरे कृष्ण। दैट सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज प्रिस्क्राइबिंग, बट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर द मॉडर्न मैन टू अडॉप्ट। Sukadev Goswami was never dependent on anyone. He was naked. He didn't require clothing also. He was naked. So, we should minimize anartha. Anartha means unwanted things we have habituated to use. They are called anartha. This body, this is also unwanted. But we have got it because we want it. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yugam vadatthati. So if you want to get rid out of these classes of this anartha, unwanted thing, then bhakti yugam adhokhari, take to bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga to whom? Adhokhadi, to Krishna. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokhadi. Lokasya ajanata. But people do not know it. They do not know how to reduce the necessities of life to the minimum. That we teach us when we get to bhakti yoga. And Srimad Bhagavatam is there, bhakti yoga. That back then, after compiling this book, he educated his son, Sukadev Goswami, about Srimad Bhagavatam, and he first spoke in the assembly at the time of death of Maharaj Parikshit. 7 days before his death, he first spoke the Srimad Bhagavatam, and in that meeting, Śrūta Goswāmī was present. So he also learned Srimad Bhagavatam from him. And in those days, there was no necessity of noting down, writing. Simply, one's heart, everyone remembers. The memory was so sharp. All the Vedic literature, there was no need of printing. One or two books maybe handwritten, but there was no printing press, neither there was necessity of printing books. Nowadays people have lost their memory. Therefore, printed books are required. Otherwise, there is no necessity. Anartha upasamam sakshat bhakti yogam adhokhadi. Lokasya ajanato vidyam chakre sarthata sarva. Who are these boys? Any question?
Will we get our memory back to the Prabhupada? Will we ever get our memory functioning properly again?
Yes, when the anartha, unwanted body body's covering of the spiritual body. You have got your spiritual body. When you get your spiritual body, there is a natural memory in the body. Everything is there. It is a disease condition, anatma. In disease condition, that's like high fever, one does not act, memory. Anadi vaimum jeev Krishna bhuyaya. We have forgotten Krishna, our memory is so lost, that we have lost the memory of Krishna. Although Krishna is our, we are part and Krishna is the whole, we are so intimately connected. So we have lost the memory of Krishna. Bhuli gela, forgotten. So, Krishna consciousness means to revive that memory. It is there, samarana. It is conditioned. When you condition this material body, it is forgotten.
Does the spiritual body develop gradually, Srila Prabhupada? Does the spiritual body develop gradually?
Not develop, it is already there, it is covered. There is no question of development. It is there. And like it is there, how we are moving. This is an open secret. As far as the spiritual body goes, this body has no value. Just like this coat. If the coat is out of my body, then it has no value. Although the coat has hands and body, it looks like another body. Similarly, real body supports a spiritual body. That is already there. Otherwise, how this body is moving? It is common sense. That's like this coat is moving because it is on my real body. So far, real body. Similarly, this real body, this is also another dress. This is also moving because they are spiritual body. Why don't you understand? This coat, out of this body, cannot move. You hang it on the hanger, it will remain there for millions of years. But so long as this body, if you get here, it has got hands, it has got body. Similarly, because the spiritual body is there, this material body appears to be moving. What is the difficulty to understand?
Well, the spirit soul is so small, infinitesimally
small. It's very small. That's like this body is smaller than this coat.
Yes.
So what is the difficulty?
So there is a correspondence between the motion of the spiritual body and the motion of the material body?
Why don't you understand this?
I don't understand.
That this coat must be bigger than this body. But because this body is moving, this coat is moving. Similarly, the spirit soul may be smaller than this body. But still, because the spirit soul is moving, that was this body.
Your Divine Grace, I understand that the spirit soul is 1/10,000th the size of the tip of the hair. And in the spiritual world, is the same size?
No. When you get a spiritual body, you can enhance your body as you like. that great Krishna can enhance the body, Brahmukti, which can lift this earth on the task of big Krishna becomes. First of all, the Brahmukti came like a small germ from the nostril of Brahma. And the Brahma said, what is this? And then became grow. So big, it covered the sky. Similarly, spiritual body means all freedom. You can increase, you can decrease, you can go anywhere, you can do whatever you like, that is spiritual. Material desire, then your spiritual body is automatically there. Taktadiham punarjanmanai. In the Bhagavad Gita, after quitting this body, no more they were having another material body. Taktadiham punarjanmanaiti. We take birth to accept a material body. We enter into the womb of a particular type of mother to create a particular type of body. So, when you become completely spiritualized, then you don't enter into the body of a material mother and create, develop a material body, then come out from the womb and walk. Is that clear?
Yes. In the Shri's Upanishad, in one of your purports, in one argument which you repeated the impersonals, you make one statement which said that it's not that the spiritual world is formless, but it's that this material world is formless and it takes a shape to suit the spirit soul. So I want to ask the question, what about the 8,000,000 types of species of life? And all those shapes are temporary because the soul is always changing from one body to another.
Not changing, transmigrating.
Transmigrating, yes, from one body to another.
One, that's like we have in this room. This is another room. We can go to a small room. We can go to a beautiful room. We can go to a rotten room. So, we are changing different apartments, but I am the same man.
It says something like the material nature is formless, but it takes a shape according to the form of the spirit soul.
Yeah.
But the spirit soul is not in the form of
form. Spirit soul is the same, but it is accepting different apartments.
So like clay, that can be turned into clay pot, or can be turned into brick, or so many other types of things. The material energy can be changed into so many shapes.
And it's then, changing.
Then it is again crushed up.
The matter is that hot water, fire, that's like this building, you dismantle it, and you can make it a different shape. But the matter is the same. Bricks and cement and wood, The material is the same, but you can change the same according to the same. Similarly, this body, you change to another body, tiger's body. If you want to be tiger, nature will allow you to have a body. Then you have to enter the mother. Nature's process is like that. If you want a certain type of body, so this is destroyed. Now enter another atmosphere and you get a particular type of body. Daivanitrena. Daivanitrena means under the supervision of superior power. You are dependent. You desire something, and Krishna gives you. Similarly, if you desire simply Krishna, he gives you a body like this. It's very simple. Krishna is so kind that he is giving you Brahman Sarvabhutani Jantra Rulani Maya. Krishna simply what you desire. Man proposes, God disposes. You desire. And Krishna is evil. Pratita Kiramana. Dayonatrena. By the order, superior order. Why there is light? Who has put the light there? Huh? In the Bharata. Whatever you desire, Krishna is evil. Krishna is so kind. Any kind of body you want. Body means as you desire. So, it's like to work something, we require a particular type of instrument. Suppose we want to make a chair, then we require so many instruments. So, this is home, enjoyment. It's like you are artist. You want to paint some picture. So you particular type of brass you want. Particular type of color you want. So you paint for your satisfaction of desire. And the instruments are available in the market. Similarly, you desire something. And the instrumental body will be prepared by nature under the order of Krishna. This is the body. Daivanatrena. By superior order. Krishna knows, Krishna is within you. He knows that you want to enjoy in such a way. All right. You take a body. Like this. Enjoy. You have no discrimination for eating. All right, you become a hog. You have no shame. You want to stand naked. All right, you become a tree. Stand naked for 10,000 years. Enjoy life. This is very fun. Therefore Krishna says, don't try to enjoy sarva-dharmān paristhāyā. Give up this business that I shall enjoy this, I shall enjoy that. Simply to surrender. Then it will happen. Don't make your plan that I shall do this. That is dangerous. You simply accept this one plan, surrender to Krishna. That plan is perfect. Or any other plan you make, and then you will be honored. What is the division?
divine grace. If a man desires $1,000,000 from Lord Krishna, besides his desire for $1,000,000, doesn't he have to also deserve $1,000,000?
It's not that, that $1,000,000. Why Krishna will desire? You are desiring $1,000,000. What Krishna will do with the $1,000,000?
Well, to give it to you, to the desiring person who desires it. You said that Krishna will give you whatever you desire.
Yeah.
Now, let's say I desire $1,000,000.
Yes, now, you'll get it.
Even if I don't deserve it? Even if I'm undeserving?
No, if you don't desire, how will you get it? Just like if you want to be high court judge, the government can give you, but you must have the qualification. Simply, you are a sweeper in the street and you desire that I become high court judge. The government is so foolish. You should desire at the same time, you must have the quality. Then it is at the disposal of Krishna to give you reward. What is the reward? Whatever, first desire, then desire. Why should you desire millions of dollars if you are a rogue? You must honestly work. You must have the business tactics, how to earn money. And you get $1,000,000. Krishna is helping. But if you are in the market, you are cheap, you want to cheat others, then how is it? This is a crude example. First desire, then desire. But still, if you don't desire, Krishna helps you. The one thing is that without Krishna's sanction, you cannot have anything. At the same time, you must be qualified to occupy that post. If you are a practicing lawyer in the court, and if you apply for a high court judgeship, then your application will be considered. But if you have no illegal knowledge, then how you can expect to become a high court judge? But two things must be there. First thing is, you must have the necessary qualification. At the same time, it must be sanctioned by Krishna. You are not independent. You are dependent on Krishna. So-called independence is a false notion. Nobody is independent. I am God. This is false notion. We are Indian nation, independent. Such independence that we cannot light, we can burn light, government order. Oh, cannot do this. But we are still declared that we are independent nation. So your independence will depend on the independence of Krishna. They say your independence, individual independence, depending on the independence of the state. You cannot do anything and everything as you like in the name of independence.
State. If the state okays it, then you can do it. So similarly, if Krishna sanctions it and he okays it, then you're able to do it.
But you desire to do it. Krishna simply can't say, all right. But when you become a devotee, and if you desire something which is not favorable to your devotional service, Krishna is not sanctioned. If anyone is sincerely desiring Krishna, at the same time desiring material enjoyment, then Krishna will not allow his material enjoyment. He will put him in such circumstances that he will simply desire Krishna. That is Krishna's special service.
Do all the 84 lakh species of life exist in the spiritual world also?
No. They are everything. They are species, but they are all spiritual. There are trees, but those trees are as good as Krishna. There are cows, animals, but they are as good as Krishna. There are flowers, fruits, everything, water. But they are all spiritual, as good as Krishna. That's absolute. They want to serve Krishna like that. Right.
Are there many species existing in the spiritual sky which cannot be found amongst the 84 lives?
That we have to see. Oh. For the time being, be satisfied with the information that you have. Maybe to your karma.
To the karma?
Yes. But if it is due to karma, it will be minimized because you are taken to devotional service.
You know, many times myself and other devotees have received actually materially considered fairly severe injuries while in devotional service. Does that mean that we would have been mangled for many lifetimes?
What is that injury?
Eh?
What is that injury?
Well, I know one devotee was in a very bad automobile accident and lost.
But if you are not this body, what is the injury?
No. But there is pain, etc. from karma.
Yeah. That's tolerant.
It would have been much, much worse had we
whatever it may be, that you have to tolerate. Then Krishna says, Tan Siddhikha Savara. That's tolerant. You should not be disturbed. Therefore, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tinan Pishuni Tena, Tarura Pisa Ishvara. We have to learn tolerance. Despite all disturbances, we have to execute Krishna consciousness. That is determination, dhirabhrata. Vajanti imam dhirabhrata. Dhirabhrata means that I am not going to be perturbed by all these disturbances. I must execute. This is called dhirabhrata. Form is determined.
Divine Grace, I still don't have it clear in my mind about the meaning of Asamorda. In the Bhagavatam, it mentions Asamorda, which is another name of Krishna, meaning no absolute truth is equal or greater than the supreme absolute truth. And yet you say, in the spiritual world, everything is the same. A tree is the same, is as good as Krishna, or a plant.
That is in the spiritual world, not in the material world.
I see. So even though there's spiritual variegatedness, there's no difference in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
I see. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, yours is here.